Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This hadith is about the evil ends of the tyrants. The evil end of the tyrants and the tyrannical rulers. As you know, we are in the month of Muharram. This is the month in which, as you know, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, along with his choicest of companions and some of his closest kinfolk, were brutally murdered and martyred on the plains of Karbala, because they opposed and voiced their opposition to the tyrannical and oppressive ruler and government of their time. So in this connection, we would like to see, in the words of these prophetic hadiths, what is the end of the tyrants? The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has been reported as having said, "The tyrants and the arrogant people will be raised on the day of judgment in the form of tiny ants." You know, this is about the consequences of tyranny in the hereafter. We have a lot of hadiths as well which have been transmitted and are about the consequences and results of tyranny in this world. But in the hereafter, this hadith alludes to what will happen to the tyrannical rulers on the hereafter. It says that they will be resurrected in the form of tiny ants. Their oppression will be manifested in that on that day in this form. In continuation, the Prophet said, "Which the rest of the people will trample underfoot." The rest of the people, they will squash them, they will step on them, just like these tyrannical rulers used to oppress the people in this world and, hurt them and harm them. On the day of judgment, Allah will allow people to do the same to them. Finally, the Prophet said, this was all because of their low esteem before Allah. Allah did not hold them in high esteem. He considered them low creatures. This manifested in their turning into ants and being trampled by the people. In general terms, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "Whoever acts tyrannically will be broken." And he also said, "Allah will humiliate and depose whoever acts tyrannically." He will throw him away. He will, his rule will not last. And finally, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "Beware of behaving tyrannically with the servants of Allah, for eventually Allah annihilates every tyrant." It doesn't take long, right, for God's punishment to fall upon the tyrant and for him to be deposed. History tells us this. We don't have to look far to see what was the results of tyranny, the tyranny and the oppression of every tyrannical and oppressive ruler. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the evil end of the tyrants in the words of the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa
وآل محمد.